A ban on stretch limousines has been taken out of Governor Andrew Cuomo's state budget, but that does not mean the vehicles are not facing new and tougher mandates after the crash in Schoharie County last October that killed 20 people. David Brown is the CEO of Premier Transportation in Albany and a board member of the Limousine, Bus, Taxi Operators of Upstate New York, a group also known as Laboutni. Brown says limousine safety did not belong in the state budget.
He included it in the budget. It should have never been part of the budget. So what he did was he took it out of the budget. Myself and a few other directors with Laboutni met with Assemblyman Magnarelli's office yesterday. Now, Senator Magnarelli, he is one of the transportation chairs for the Assembly. Now, they oversee Department of New York State Department of Transportation, New York State DOT, New York State DMV. So he chairs the Committee for the Assembly on Transportation. We had a discussion with him yesterday. Just because, Brian, they pulled it out of the budget, this is still a real fight, okay? They are still going to address a lot of the issues here. They're going to address the capacity of these cars. They're going to address the seatbelt issue, the insurance issue, the penalties. What they did was it was a political move because there's so much that it affects. It affects limousines. It affects vans. It affects motor coaches. This one law affects everything. So what they said is we're going to take a step back. We're going to take it out of the budget. And we're going to address it as an individual separate law.
Tell us a little bit more about exactly what a stretch limousine or modified limousine is.
Okay. That is a limousine. That is a car or SUV that comes out of the factory. Say, for example, Ford makes an Excursion. And it's an 8-passenger Ford Excursion SUV. What happens is there's limousine manufacturers out there that literally cut the car in half, and they stretch it. They add on another 20, 25 feet. They certify that this car is able to take 20 people or 15 to 20 people. And that is the process of the remanufacturing. So Ford makes the car. It goes to another manufacturer who cuts the car in half. They may put in additional heavy-duty exhaust system or beef up the brakes a little bit. But don't forget that those brakes, even though they're beefed up a little, those are the same brakes that are designed by the engineers at Ford to stop a 8-passenger Excursion, not a 25-passenger Excursion. And that's where the concern is.
Since the accident in Schoharie County, have your clients, your customers, been more concerned about safety? Are they asking you more detailed questions before they rent?
Absolutely. They want to know the year of the car. They want to know the type of the car. They want to know, they want to know that the company itself is reputable. You know, not to pass blame, but we're not operated out of the back of a hotel room. You know what I mean? We're not we're not a P.O. box. We're a legitimate business that operates by the guidelines of the law. You know, you can go on New York State DOT.gov and see individual companies' DOT ratings. You know, a buyer beware. See what you're getting. But yes, to answer your question, people are out there and they do. They are taking precautions.
David Brown is the CEO of Premier Limousine in Albany and a board member of the Limousine, Bus, Taxi Operators of Upstate New York.